Today's episode, The Big Springs Voter Fraud of 1862. There has been much talk in the past year or so about the possibility of voter fraud in our nation's elections. So far, most, if not all of these claims, seem to be unsubstantiated. But it appears this ugly aspect of political chicanery may have been present in our own Eastern Sierra in an election from over 150 years ago. According to a story in Willie Chalfont's The Story of Inyo, there was, at the very least, a bit of a discrepancy in the vote totals in one of the first elections held in the Eastern Sierra. Chalfont states that in 1861, newly created Mono County was joined in a legislative district with Tuolumne County for the purpose of electing a state senator and assembly person. The Mono County supervisors created the Big Springs precinct, literally, right in the heart of the White Mountains, straddling the Nevada border on August 26, with the election held September 4th, just 9 days later. When the results were in, Democrats Leander Quint and B.K. Davis were elected to the state Senate and Assembly, primarily due to the huge plurality provided to both by Mono County. The Republican candidate Nelson Orr suspected something amiss and came to Mono County to investigate. Research showed that the Big Springs precinct not only provided over 50% of the total Mono County returns, but not a single Republican vote was recorded in the entire Big Springs precinct. Orr visited the Big Springs area and found only a handful of men residing there, and none of them said they had even voted. Orr applied to the respective house of the legislature to be seated, citing voter fraud. But his Democratic opponent provided a witness claiming to have delivered goods and supplies to the district that indicated a very large population. A witness for the Republicans testified, though, that he saw the list of voters for the Big Springs precinct, and it was actually had been copied from a passenger list from a Panama to San Francisco steamer. Ultimately, despite a Democratic majority in both legislative bodies, the Republican candidates for state Senate and Assembly were seated by a majority vote of the members from both houses. Extensive research by local historian Daniel Pritchett indicates there probably never was more than just a handful of people who ever inhabited this area known as Big Springs in the White Mountains. Where the 500 or so votes that were tallied in the Big Springs precinct in September of 1861 came from is unclear, and remains another unsettled tale along El Camino Sierra.